You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
But get a load of this news. We got a phone call day before yesterday from the pharmacy. So in other words, we had no idea. We didn't reach out. We didn't instigate this. The pharmacy called us. And they said, Zoe, who's my stepdaughter, it's Gretchen's daughter. They said, is she on such and such medication? And we go, yeah. And it's nothing serious, but I mean, she is on certain medication. Mm-hmm. And they said, people who are on medication of that sort need to get vaccinated.
Oh.
They said, it has something to do that if you do come down with it, if you're on this medication, it can make everything much worse. They said, so we want people who are on that medication to get vaccinated. They said, and while you're at it, we need the entire household to do it. So,
dun, dun, dun.
So next, this coming Thursday night, I'm getting my first vaccine.
Hey, good.
And we were looking at each other. We had a very interesting talk. I said, I feel guilty because I'm not of age yet and I'm healthy and everything else. I don't feel like I should be jumping the line. And even the pharmacy's like, you're not jumping the line. This is, we have stuff set aside for these very reasons. And so Zoe, Gretchen, and I are all getting vaccinated next week.
That's great, man. That's good.
So
that's really good.
So, you know, like I said, we had an interesting talk. I feel kind of bad, but at the same time, I am so happy.
Yeah.
I'm so relieved, and I can't wait to go. So now it's that thing where we've got to spend the next week making sure that people like that tax office.
Oh. Yes, of course. Of course you had to sit there for however long yesterday.
Knowing that my vaccine is a week away and I'm still sitting around a bunch of people just breathing and hacking and everything else.
So. Right. Well, that's huge news. Good.
Isn't that something?
That's good because, yeah, we were both thinking that, you know, July maybe, June.
Well, I read a story this morning that says by the end of May now.
Yeah, they are really pumping them out. So you shouldn't feel, I mean, real guilty.
I'm not like, well, you know, they started doing this in December. I mean, I'm going to be roughly mid-March when I have it. So it's not like I hurried.
Like you didn't seek it out. They called you.
And I want to make sure that everybody knows that. Dom Testa was not trying to cheat anything. And we asked them twice. They're like, are you sure? And they go, oh, yeah.
Do you know which one you're getting? Did they say?
They didn't say.
Didn't say.
And so I don't know. And I saw that story this morning about how some people are, you know, wanting to get one of the particular vaccines. I'm right. Like, I don't know.
Just get one of them is basically the rule of thumb right now. Everyone's freaked out because they say the Johnson & Johnson one's only 72% effective instead of 90 something. But they still say that the J&J one will keep you from going into the hospital and keep you from dying.
Yeah,
so that's the bottom line. So get what you can.
Well, I get vaccinated.
Good. I saw a thing this morning here for Colorado talking about frontline journalists eventually opening up to let them get the vaccine.
Is that you?
Am I a frontline journalist? Now here's me trying to work the system.
Well, we do report.
We're still driving in every day. We're still
write reports.
I guess. I don't know. Don't email me. I was just posing the question. If journalists are getting it, I mean media people. I don't know. But again, I'm healthy. I can wait. It's fine.
Hold on, buddy. Hold on.
Lucky. I'm glad you're getting it.
Hopefully I don't get, it's on a Thursday night that I'm getting this at 8 o'clock. So hopefully the next morning I'll still feel fine to do the show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, well, we'll plan for it.